For anyone who's shopped for a flight out of Milwaukee in the last 30 years or so, this might sound familiar.
When you fly Midwest Express, you still feel close to home. There's a touch of Milwaukee laughter, and you can feel the pride. You know you get the best care in the air throughout the sky.
We're still trying to figure out what Milwaukee laughter is exactly. That's a commercial for Midwest Express Airlines, billed as Milwaukee's hometown airline from 1984 until it went out of business in 2010. But now the airline is making a comeback. It's announced a few regional destinations and plans to start flying later this year. But the airline industry has changed a lot over the last decade, and that means Midwest will feel a bit different this time around. Joe Tashler is a business reporter and editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by looking back a little bit. Can you talk about what Midwest Airlines was like in its heyday and what made it so successful?
Well, Midwest in its heyday was just an incredibly service-oriented airline that provided amenities to flyers that you just don't find anymore. I mean, you can ask people. I had somebody tell me about how they flew from Milwaukee to Boston on the old Midwest Express, and had a lobster dinner en route, two across leather seating, just an amazing level of customer focus and customer service.
Don't forget those freshly baked chocolate chip cookies too.
You know, the cookies are the one thing that, other than the brand name, that is the one thing that really resonates with people. Readers will just call me out of the blue and say, "Hey, are they gonna have the cookies?" And they are. I've had people in the industry tell me too, "Hey, you don't mess with something that works and that people really remember." So yeah. They have to keep the cookies, and they're going to.
Well, and certainly back then, which wasn't that long ago, but it certainly seems that way. You know, travel has changed a lot, and a lot of people now see flying as kind of a necessary evil to get to where they're going. But in its heyday, as we said, Midwest stood out even from other companies that were doing more than they do today, and customers felt a real loyalty to them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the fact that the airline started in Wisconsin and built itself as a hometown airline, there was a tremendous amount of civic pride in that. You don't see a lot of cities the size of Milwaukee that have their own homegrown, home-based, successful airline that's flying nonstop routes all over the country. And that Midwest Express was just a tremendous, tremendous point of civic pride for a lot of people in Wisconsin and Milwaukee.
So what happened? What drove Midwest out of business?
That all changed when the price of a barrel of oil hit $105 a barrel. Midwest was flying DC-9s, and I think later on they were flying MD-80 aircraft. When oil prices hit and subsequent jet fuel prices soared, the business model of the industry changed. So you could no longer, if you wanted to be a successful airline, you could no longer fly flights that were not absolutely jam-packed, full of customers paying, top dollar for nonstop routes. So two across seating and the business model that Midwest had, it was unsustainable. And that business model is what we see today, which, as you said, that's why a lot of people consider flying a necessary evil, is because planes are packed, there is no service, a lot of people would argue, and there are bag fees, there are change fees, so the entire industry model changed when the oil prices spiked. Now, oil prices have since come back down, but airlines realized they could make more money by having jam-packed planes, and the business model stayed. And airlines are profitable for the first time in many years.
We're talking with Joe Tashler right now. He's a business reporter and editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about the revival of the Midwest Airlines, Midwest Express. And Joe, I can't imagine that starting, or in this case, reviving an airline is an easy thing to do. What is happening now that Midwest feels like it can break back into the market?
I think what has happened is the folks at Midwest, at the new revitalized Midwest, have seen just the power that that brand has in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. That brand, even 10 years after the airline stopped flying, is still incredibly prominent and well-known within the community. And that, coupled with the reduction that we've seen in service to medium and small-sized cities across, especially across the central part of the U.S., prompted the folks at Midwest to say, hey, here's an unserved customer base. We have a great brand. Let's bring it back and let's see what we can do.
And so for people who did fly Midwest before or who have heard the stories, how similar is the experience with the newly revised or rejuvenated airline going to be to what those memories might be?
Boy, there's two main similarities, and that is the brand name and the cookies. Beyond that, there are not a lot of similarities. The new Midwest is going to be flying regional jets, which are, they're not as spacious as what the old Midwest used to fly. Now, they do have two across leather seating in those regional jets, but they are in a smaller, more compact passenger compartment. Now you are going to get the nonstop flights to the cities that they initially want to serve, but in terms of for lobster dinners and that sort of thing, most people in the industry say that's not going to happen.
Now, as you noted, Midwest was known as Milwaukee's hometown airline, and there was a lot of kind of civic pride and loyalty because of that. Is it still going to be based here in Wisconsin, and what kind of jobs might it be providing?
You know, the company is going to be based here. They already have an office out at Mitchell International or adjacent to Mitchell International Airport, so they are going to be based here. But at least at the start, they will be flying jets with a regional carrier out of Maine. Now, part of the reason for that is the barriers to entry to the marketplace are so incredibly difficult. You almost need a partner to start from scratch, like they're trying to do here. So the regional jets will be flown by a carrier out of Maine, but the brand and all the forward-facing customer interactions will be handled by Midwest.
And when are they expected to have their first flights?
You know, they have not announced a date yet. They expect, or at least say they hope to be flying sometime by the end of this year.
And do we know what the first kind of round of destinations might be?
They have announced Cincinnati, Omaha, and Grand Rapids as their first three nonstop destinations. So those are three cities with business connections to Milwaukee that they see as underserved, and they're hoping the traffic among business travelers is strong on those routes.
And Joe, before we let you go, are you looking forward to your first flight on the new Midwest?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I like everyone else, remember those the heyday of Midwest, and you know, I've flown that airline, and I remember the cookies, and you could actually spread out in your seat, and I think the entire community is really watching and hoping that the folks seeking to bring this airline back succeed.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on the issue.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joe Teschler is a business reporter and editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the return of Midwest Express Airlines to Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee.